Here. It's Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft's rollback plus auto patch hits GA, and your employees may not like socializing as much as you think they do. This is the business of tech. Microsoft with a pair of critical moves. First, they confirmed recently that they are undoing their block of Visual Basic for application macros in Office. Quote, based on feedback, they are rolling that back, much to the chagrin of security professionals. However, it's been confirmed that the rollback is temporary, although we don't know how long until it returns. Of course, you can always block them via group policy. On the positive side, AutoPatch has reached general availability. The service automates patching through a combination of AI and human management by Microsoft and is in Windows Enterprise and Microsoft 365 E3 and E5 licenses. Customers must have Azure AD, Intune, and supported versions of Windows 10 and 11. Why do we care? AutoPatch feels like a quietly rolling out feature that isn't getting enough attention. Sign me up. Microsoft managing patching with their expertise, vision across devices, and cloud tech sounds like a lot of value. I hear the screams about patching woes from the Windows NT days. Pick one. Downtime because of failed patching, or downtime from ransomware because of the slowness of patch rollouts. I thought so. Microsoft appears to have miscommunicated on their rollback. It being temporary should have been part of the initial communications. However, I'll give some grace that something we're not aware of may be happening. The key takeaway for me was the value of good communications. Data around remote work. Its potential hype, too. Quoting from Axios. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest report, just 7.1% of American workers teleworked because of the pandemic in June, down from 15.4% in January. That figure has been hovering around 7 to 8% since April, suggesting we've hit an equilibrium point. Remote work rates vary significantly based on industry. A whopping 20% of information workers, 19.7% of those in finance insurance, and 17.6% of those in professional and technical services worked from home last month, per the BLS data. Compare that to just 2.2% in construction, 2.7% in transportation and warehousing, and 3.6% in retail. Obviously, all fields that don't have a ton of remote-friendly roles. Of note, people who worked remotely before the pandemic aren't included in the figures, nor are people who started working remotely during the pandemic and came to love it, but may no longer consider COVID the primary factor keeping them home every day. Another From Work From Home research shows that people are working from home about 30% of the time, and like the BLS data, that figure hasn't changed much in months. And let's add some other data from a survey by Glean. Nearly 6 in 10 at 58% of workers surveyed by Glean said not having to socialize with their colleagues outside of work was a benefit of working remotely. Younger employees are even more likely to prefer work from home for this reason, with 63% of respondents aged between 18 and 44 seeing not having to hang out with coworkers as a benefit of remote working. Glean also found that 25% of workers who work in a hybrid environment spent more time chasing down colleagues for information now that employees have returned to the workplace, compared to when all or most of the workforce was working remotely. 35% of U.S. workers cite a lack of accountability among colleagues and team members as one of the biggest drawbacks of remote and hybrid working. And while I'm on the topic, if you want a long read, I'll point you to the interview with the CEO of Rolls-Royce North America, although I can sum it up with the headline, quote, "The key to managing a new era of work? Trust your people." Why do we care? My general working thesis has been that those who push for back to the office are generally poor managers. That becomes pretty clear from interviews with leaders embracing the change and the data we see in surveys. was a bit surprised to see young people push back on socializing at the office. Although, to be clear, it's the outside of work socializing rather than in work. It's not as much of a perk as many managers may believe. It's called work for a reason. I do think we're settling in and finding a balance. Pushing further by inadequate managers just isn't going to do it. Note the other insight. Work from home is different in different markets. In our quest for an answer to what's going on with the economy, don't lose the subtle nature of varying market conditions for various industries. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Today is National French Fry Day, but it's also Embrace Your Geekness Day. Those seem like a good pair. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.